This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, we are live. It is a Friday. Take a big deep breath. Stretch a little. Stretch and yawn, baby. Spread out all over the space that you're in. If there's someone in your way, just move them. It's your time to shine. Today's your day to get out there and kick some ass. There's this thing that happens in, I know it happens in Cape Town, I'm not so sure if it happens in Joburg, but it's called First Thursdays. You know about this? It
happens here.
I don't know.
It happens
know
here as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've never been out here on a Thursday.
It's not as big here, okay. Though.
Well, it's because people here actually have work to do on the Friday. Capetonians are pleased to pitch up at work at like 11:30 on a Friday morning, and they think they've got a full day ahead of them. Like, oh, it's such hard work.
So what happens on a first Thursday?
Oh, what do you think happens in South Africa? People like go out and binge drink and sleep with people they shouldn't, and you know, that kind of thing.
But particularly Cape Town disguises it as like, no, we just, you know, enjoy the galleries. Meanwhile, they go to the galleries for the free booze.
Yeah, so what happens is there's a strip in Cape Town where all these places open up, and places that are selling art or places that are interior decorating places, whatever they are, they open up, but they've got a bar inside.
Mm-hmm.
People come there and they drink, and they pretend to be interested in furniture and...
Especially when it's free booze, though, because I've done First Thursdays.
You have?
Oh, yes! Yeah. Did I marvel at, artwork that I don't understand?
It's your kind of vibe.
One of the biggest
you're just gulping down.
Free white wine art.
Yes!
That's a hangover waiting to happen.
Ah, so Ben is off next week. He's going away with the family for a little while. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, you can be able to catch up with all of that on my YouTube channel because I'm literally going to fly my drone for a whole week.
Mm.
That's cool.
I mean, look, obviously I love my family, but we're talking primary reasons here.
Yeah.
So who is going?
Okay, so
who's
a lot
on the
of
list?
Us.
Who made the list?
Well, it's like immediate family because my brothers are doing this for like 2 weeks. So my oldest brother, who is now divorced, he loves some time away and he's very good at it. So he finds these amazing places. Transkei, Hole in the Wall being one of them. So it'll be me, it'll be him, then my next in line brother, so I've got two older brothers, then his fiance, and they're two spaniels, and then my oldest brother's taking his daughter, then my sister and brother-in-law.
Afterthought, after the spaniels.
I was just going, okay, so then my sister and brother-in-law, so they've been married for very, very long, they've got two kids, so I think it's 14.
By the way, the Karpinskis are not going extinct anytime soon.
Well.
Evidently.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's up to my brothers to have boy children.
Oh, so they've got girl children.
Well, just my one brother's got a girl child. Yeah. My sister's obviously married to another man. Mm. They have two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then my parents and their two Jack Russells.
Okay.
So there's a fair amount.
So you're not allowed to take meowses.
Why not?
Well, it's a long way. And meowses doesn't travel.
No, cats don't like to travel.
I would like to take her, but then who's going to keep Daniela company?
She's not going.
She'll be here doing with the work.
Okay, right.
And then the two of them get to bond.
Okay, I got you. That sounds
really
good.
It'd be really embarrassing if I left anybody else.
Are you guys all together all at the same time?
Yeah. So we're
and how does your family fare with that?
We're staying in one house. We're generally quite well behaved, yeah. Everyone kind of likes each other.
Speaking of well behaved, see, I did a monster job last night. I was at this... We had a bunch of people here from the public relations industry. They had a big...
You guys had a massive day right from like after the show.
Yeah, they had a big powwow last night, and Sia was the MC. And he regaled everybody with tales of things that he has. And remember, he was the youngest judge ever at the Prisms, the Prisms.
Oh, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, so, he hasn't mentioned that yet.
No, haven't I? All right. Well, thing is...
Yeah, so there were some really interesting people here, and Sia was kind of... He was the ringleader.
Well, do you know what I like is, in this day and age, you know, you can't poo-poo the idea of social media anymore.
No.
Or what it can do for you.
Well, we'll get to Bell Pottinger later see how important PR actually is.
Exactly. So to spend an evening with people in our industry as well, and similarly so, speaking about influence
young people,
and influences.
Like
absolutely.
People in their 20s.
Oh, yeah.
Running PR agencies. It's amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah. So that was and you got out of here at like 11, right?
Yeah.
Well, I came in. I was here until maybe 8:30.
Yeah.
And then I went down the road here and met a friend of mine who's out from America, who's, I was telling Sia earlier, this is the most intelligent person I know. He and I have been friends. We were best friends at varsity. We got the same birthday. He's a genius. I mean, he's just one of those people who's just wired 100% intelligently. You know, a lot of us, we are emotional creatures. A lot of us are, we're able to be, a little softer about stuff. We sometimes it complicates our lives because we get into conversations with people and we start empathizing or we start projecting ourselves into the conversation. And this guy is the most logical human being I know. He's got a very high IQ.
Mm.
And that doesn't, by the way, mean that he's got no EQ, because he's a father and he's a husband and all of that stuff too. But he's easily the smartest guy I know. And to spend, what was it, 2 hours with him? We had dinner, and there was another friend of ours who joined, and she came in. She lives nearby. So the three of us just had a very nice dinner. And to spend time with him, because he lives in America now, was so cool. You know, there's some people in your life you've got to keep around. They are worth every moment you spend with them.
Mm.
And even though we haven't seen each other in probably about 2 years, we just picked up where we left off. People say that, but it really feels like that. You start the conversation, and within seconds, you're exactly back at varsity, going out to find a bar together.
Yeah, you had a couple of stories to take you right back, like a flashback. Absolutely. With harp music.
And there were some very, very funny stories that the parts of them that I'd forgotten that he reminded me of last night, and it was just really fun. Anyway, so got into bed at like 12. And I'm feeling fresh. I'm not feeling bad at all.
Well, particularly maybe it's because it's a Friday. You know, from here it's just like,
Well, my buddy was shot out of a cannon. She walked into the studio this morning. She said, "Hey, motherfuckers," which is always a good sign.
We have Friday and the weekend to thank for that.
There we go.
You know, there's just something about a Friday that lifts your spirits. You get a little extra pep in your step.
Sometimes it lifts your skirt up, you know.
Yeah, if you're a girl, you put your breasts out.
Yep.
Speaking of girls with their breasts out, Extra is here this morning with with Amanda. Don't look at me like that, Extra.
I came in a little bit late, and there was just a whole bunch of people in the booth.
Well, who is here with you this morning? Let's just have a look, because that booth is full. It looks like there are a family of people in there at the moment. What's going on, Amanda? What's happening? I can't hear you. For some reason, your mic's not on. This is great.
Oh, no.
Just make sure that you know how to fiddle those levels? No, I can't hear. I mean, your channel's on here. It's not coming through.
Mm. Sia, maybe you can...
I don't know what's
going
on.
Let's see.
Help.
Yeah, please.
Sia is like he's like a Mr. Fix-It
as well.
Yeah, Amanda,
you come here and tell me. This is fine. Just use this mic in the meantime. So who's in there?
So we've got Luca...
Luca,
looking worried.
Luca's our intern for what? This is his last day? Okay, yeah. This is his last day.
He's getting breakfast over there.
He's going back to Rhodes University.
Yep. Okay. And then we've got Extra, who's here to just tell us what's been going on with her. And then
she's been to Cape Town since we last spoke to her. She's been messing around in Joburg. She's made lots of friends. Sia, you want to test that?
Is it working?
Perfect. You're good? A genius. All right, thank you.
And then we've got Star, my other cousin.
Star is your other cousin?
My baby cousin.
Okay. Look
she's
at you guys.
She's 16, but she's cool.
All right. Very good. Yeah. Is she indoctrinated into the 1610 as well?
She's also out of control.
Okay. I like it. This is a fun family. You guys got plans for the weekend?
Sweet 1610.
We were actually discussing them. Like, Star's got plans, I've got plans, and Extra's like, what's
you're
going
all doing,
on?
You're all doing different things?
Yeah, we're all doing different things.
All right.
Extra got any additional extra piercings?
Extra, what's happening? Come up to the microphone. We need to talk to you. Yeah, get a little bit closer there. What's happening, Extra?
Hello, 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Yeah, you're on.
No.
Testing.
No, not yet.
Well, what do you want to do? Who sounds like they've got better plans, Amanda or Star?
Well, Star seems, you know, all planned out, Friday, Saturday.
Star, what are we doing?
So tonight I'm going...
Just pull that microphone right up close, yeah?
So
tonight I'm going to Toy Toy.
Oh, okay.
And then tomorrow...
What, is that a club? Is that
It's in town.
Oh, sorry. I'm just
what? You're the millennial here. Come on, get with it. All right, Toy Toy. What kind of action are we looking for at Toy Toy? There are a lot of people who are, like, completely high at that place. I've been there once.
Well, I don't do...
Okay. I believe you.
I've never seen it
We don't judge, by the way. None of us judge.
No, I think I'm too young for that. But then, like,
You're too young to be going to Toy Toy full stop, girl.
Said Amanda, the big cousin. She, Amanda's like she's in charge, yeah?
Yeah, she's like my mom.
Okay, carry on.
No, like, everyone, Toy Toy is nice because, like, everyone is just in their own, like, mission. Yeah, like, no one's watching you.
They're all totally tripping, yeah.
Yeah, no one cares about you. Like, everyone just wants to make sure that they're having a good time.
All right.
And then on Saturday, I'm going to Randlord's.
Mmm.
Yeah.
What's happening at Randlord's these days? I didn't even know that. Isn't that just events, or do they have specific parties there? What's the story?
No, I think, I know it's Vice City, so I think it's just like an event and everyone goes.
Amanda, you approve of this plan for the weekend?
Yeah, no, it sounds sick.
What are yours? Are yours better?
No, I'm actually going to Movida tomorrow night.
What, is there a bachelorette?
Who's getting married?
Yeah.
No, the only reason to go to Movida,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, but we're going for like a birthday, so...
Every girl in Johannesburg, every single girl in Johannesburg who has ever been invited to a wedding has to do the pre-wedding Movida homage trip.
Where they interact with guys who realize it's like chumming for dozy fish.
Oh.
You go there, it's just drunk bachelorette parties.
That's great. Yeah, if you're a single man in Joburg and you haven't been to Movida, tried to pick up the retinue after a big night out with the bride.
You're wasting your time, basically.
You really, then you don't deserve a dick.
And what and what is their standard uniform? Are they in a sash?
Oh, are you kidding? They're wearing... Yeah. That goes all the way from... slutty nurse and S&M outfits all the way to wearing full gowns with crowns on and all kind of it. Inevitably, though, titties come out at a certain point in the evening, and then the bouncers come and go, oh, no, which I wish they wouldn't do.
And it's quite a place for that to happen because they have these big lights that come on because they got one of those insane lighting rigs.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And then you just see everything.
Oof.
So it's all dark and then all of a sudden, bang.
I'm just picturing like a group of guys just sitting there patiently waiting as these girls down drinks and they think, yep, any minute now.
Well, they're predators, yeah.
Any minute now.
Hey, girls, just to your left there, there's 23 tequilas by chance.
Like, guys, if Bill Cosby lived in South Africa, he'd be there every Friday. No.
Well, hello, young lady. It looks like you were going to get married. Do you need a comedian? I'm a funny man. Here's a pill.
This is a great message to wake up to. Anonymous says, good morning, dickheads and Amanda.
Lovely. Ah, okay.
Lovely.
I went to a Johnny Clegg show earlier. I think I'm still drunk. Perfect time to tune in. I'm working from home today, which means I am masturbating on the sofa.
Oh.
No kicking ass here.
Right now. Okay.
Yeah,
nice. Mm. You know, the honesty and the depth in that message, yes.
I went to did a presentation. I suppose you could call it some kind of talk.
It was a talk.
Yeah, it was a talk.
Yeah.
The Apex Awards. It's basically media and advertising. Jeremy Maggs was hosting the whole thing. It was really, really good. There were some great speakers from Google and Uber and all the most important companies in this space. And I was thrilled to have been invited and asked to talk about what we do here. Someone told me that, and I need to be reminded of this from time to time, although I'm always appreciative, that we have something very, very special that none of those companies have. Well, they did in the beginning. Whether they still do or not is debatable. But the thing that makes all of them spectacularly successful now is the people who started with them right at the beginning. And it reminded me, and I hate to sound like a broken record here, but for all those people who we talk to every morning, I've always said, don't count the people you reach. Reach the people who count. And honestly, we have the best audience here. I don't have to deal with any of the, I used to cut people off on radio all the time. I used to drop the phone on them because they were morons. And here, I don't feel like I need to do that as much. And most of the time, the interactions we have with our audience, I learn more than I give, if you know what I mean. The feedback is of another level. We have incredible listeners who... You guys pay attention to stuff. We've got seriously, the kind of engagement that other media platforms wish they had. And it makes it so easy for us to come in here and do what we do every day. So just a quick word, because I got to be reminded yesterday again how lucky we are to have the people listening to us that we do. This whole thing doesn't happen without you. We're not getting here every morning and talking into the thin air and entertaining ourselves. If there wasn't an audience that cared about what we're doing, I promise you I would not wake up at this time. There's no way that's no way to live. Morning from Cape Town, on my way to a gym with a first Thursday hangover. Love you guys, Rory. Nice for you, dude. Very well done. Who made the Eastranders theme? Was it one of Ben's DJ hits from his early days? I actually put that together.
Yeah, Gareth did it.
From my early days as a DJ. And by the way, I'm also an Eastrander of sort. I live in Greenstone, so I'm a fancy Eastrander.
Oh.
Are Greenstone people, are they full of themselves, Amanda? How does Greenstone fit into the hierarchy?
Like, what upsets me with Greenstone people is they don't think it's still Edenville. Like, they think they live, like, somewhere else. It's still Edenville.
Yeah, so it's like the four ways of the East.
Exactly. Why do they think they're special?
Are they the 1611?
I don't know. They just think they're, like, cool and... they just live in a better place.
Well, screw them.
Yeah, we're all together. We're all from the Vale.
Absolutely. All right, lots of other messages coming through. Migs, how's it, Migs? And Cindy and Fundo and Jared and JP and Carla and Candy and Cypher and Rusty. I can't get to all of them now, but we'll get to those messages later on. It is Friday. There's a lot going on news-wise. I mentioned Bell Pottinger earlier, and I suppose this is also... because, again, we're all connected in ways that maybe I wouldn't have been with people that I was doing radio shows for before when we were on traditional radio.
Well, I was going to ask, seeing as how you were in a PR fraternity yesterday, were you cracking any Bell Pottinger jokes with them?
Well, I started off.
Yes. Of course you have to.
Yeah, I said, thank you very much for coming to Cliff Central. And then I said, I don't really have that much to say since we hired Bell Pottinger as our PR agent. Really had such success. But the story, I don't know if you saw the apology, and I'm sure Mubs will cover this in her news later on, but this is a big deal. This company is doing whatever it can to put out this huge fire, which they and the Guptas started, and they thought they'd get away with it, and for a year and a half they did get away with it. And I take this really personally. This company were part of the mechanics, the structure that caused all that shit for me back in January last year, when we had people trying to drive a racial divide between South Africans. We had people trying to distract us from the president and the Guptas and their looting. We had people convincing us that we were screwed, that there was no way this country would work, that white people and black people hated each other, that everything must fall, that it was a disaster. And I got really, really annoyed last year, and I was this close to quitting. I wanted to give it up because I didn't realize there were paid trolls on Twitter. I didn't realize there was a whole campaign that none of us knew about.
Mm-hmm.
When Mnet fired me from Idols and I had to sue them in court and get my job back, I didn't realize that the people making this happen weren't even real people. It was a PR campaign. It was a cynical and despicable, evil campaign. It was directly targeting you and me to make South Africa seem like the kind of place where things cannot get better. And the reason they wanted to do that was to distract us from what was going on with the looting all over the place. It's now patently obvious to everyone. And I take a real dim view of this. The fact that they've admitted it, that Bell Pottinger wrote this pathetic one-page letter and put it out yesterday as a press release, and admit, they own up to what they tried to do, to starting all these fake Twitter accounts, getting bots, drumming up and trending topics that made South Africans feel bad about ourselves. And of course, we have to take some of the blame here because we fell for it, hook, line, and sinker, and we started to believe it. And there are problems. Let's not pretend that there aren't issues in South Africa. But these guys exploited that for their own purposes. And to do that...
I think exploits is a very mild word.
Yeah, you're right. And I think we have every right to be angry with these people. And I don't think that that apology is enough. And I don't think if they took all their profits, everything they've ever made, and they pumped it into doing good things for South Africa, it would be enough. I think the damage they've done is very real. We had clients who, here on Cliff Central, had to turn their backs on us because they thought it was too controversial at that stage.
To be associated with you.
To be associated with me. And here I was in a made-up Twitter fight that I wasn't even the object of. And I didn't know at the time, and I feel stupid about it now, but I also realized that this was something that was Machiavellian. It was calculated. It was going on behind our backs and without our knowledge. And although we were duped, this is not the way you behave. This is not ethical. This is not PR. This is like wag the dog stuff. It's the kind of thing that the American CIA did in Nicaragua. It's regime change of a kind. It's messing with a whole country. And so now the chickens are coming home to roost, and it couldn't happen to nicer people. So I just want to say a personal, deep-seated F you to Bell Pottinger. I have no time for you guys. I hope horrible things happen to you. And I think that you've done this country a huge disservice, a country that has always been, you even said it in your letter, an example of the best of humanity in some ways. You seriously fucked us. And we're coming at you. We're not going to let you get away with this. One goddamned firm in London, the cheek of you to think that you could take a whole country and smack it around and abuse it like a man abuses his spouse and think you can get away with that. Well, we're on to you.
Can I just add one thing about this? This doesn't.
I just want to play them a song.
Fuck you.
There we go.
Go kiss my ass. Here's a short song, you motherfucker. I hope that you get run over by a car. The asshole you are, you ugly.
Everybody,
sucker,
let's go.
Fucker, sucker, fucker, 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 fucker. La 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 la.
Fuck you. Right, Bell Pottinger. And I don't know what they're going to do to make this right, but they can completely fail. All of these people should end up unemployed on the street begging for work. They should have to suck dicks for a living. That's what they should have to do.
Yeah, but like the bad
might
ones.
Not
the,
be
yeah,
too
bad dicks.
Not even nice dicks.
Homeless people's dicks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, that's okay. Bad. Yeah. That's
sorry,
bad.
Sia and I were sitting here thinking, oh, how is that a punishment?
Really bad. Homeless people. Yeah, that's
kind
bad.
Of right. Fun.
But Gareth, we've got to add one thing to that. We've got to add one thing to that. We often get distracted in this country, and yes, they deserve all the wrath they can get. But let's not forget the primary problem here is the people that hired them. And the people that needed them to do their...
And the people they hired.
Yes.
I mean, this Andile Mtlitama, who's in the news way too much for the 10 people he's in charge of in South Africa. this guy had to go to court yesterday. Of course, they lost because they were protesting outside of Peter Bruce's house the other day and South African National Editors Forum took him to court. This guy is filth. He's still employed by the Guptas to cause trouble, to keep doing what... It's so ugly to do this. It's like someone going into a family and sowing discord on purpose, saying, oh, did you know what your sister did when you were out of a town the other day? Your sister fucked your boyfriend. And then going to your mom and your dad and saying, you know, she's drinking way too much on a Friday. You must definitely check. It's causing trouble. And it's so wrong.
It is the lowest, nastiest thing.
Yeah, Shaka Sisulu, we're looking at you.
Ugh.
I mean, yeah. if there's any good thing to be taken out of this whole thing is because all of us, in one way or another, reacted to, you know, all these things as they were playing out in the news.
Yeah.
So maybe this is an opportunity for all of us to reevaluate how we reacted to certain things in the news as we heard them, how we treated each other, you know, across the racial lines.
Yeah.
And to try and figure out whether we have learned something from it.
Spot on.
And I reiterate exactly what I said yesterday. You know, these moments are when we should be asking questions and we should be thinking for ourselves and seeing our own different angles, because this is how mob mentality works, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all latch onto something, and you never know who's there trying to spoon feed you this crap.
So lessons learned. We won't be fooled again, basically. And the fact that you've admitted this, you useless, horrible, nasty company. I'm trying to be very diplomatic now. This is not going to go away anytime soon.
Don't but we still want to speak in Zanzi style. Come.
Yeah, come.
Yeah.
Come, Bill Potter.
Get on Twitter. We've got a lot of things to talk about.
Not even Twitter. Come.
All right. Let's get into the news. As you know, every morning at this time, the news brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. If you want to go and grab some really, really awesome food this weekend, you cannot do better than Colcacchio Pizzeria. They've got the best pizzas, pastas, salads. Oh, man, it's just so good. I'm in the mood for one of those San Siros this weekend. You need some healthy food. You want to feel great after having a great meal. You never feel empty, and you never feel heavy. It's just perfect. Thin crust pizzas. Any topping you like, even the ones I just don't accept. You know, all those people who like to put extraordinary and exotic stuff on your pizzas. It's disgusting to me, but, you know, if you want it, then Colcacchio's have it for you.
It's called living your best life, Gareth.
Sure, whatever, Ben. I like a margarita.
Yeah, that's not really living your best life.
It's a pizza. That's a real pizza. How dare you?
It's a margarita. It's a kind of pizza.
And don't forget, on Mondays, they have that special where you buy one, you get one free.
From the gourmet menu, where there's lots of great things, Gareth.
And we won't tell anybody. So if you take your significant other on Monday, and it costs you effectively half, to have two pizzas, we won't tell anybody.
Yeah,
make them think you're spending up a storm.
We also won't tell anyone if you take your mistress.
Oh, that's of course, it's none of our business.
No,
none of
judge
my
place.
Business.
No,
it's nothing to do with us. All right, here's the news.
Yep, one of the best tweets that I saw yesterday was posted by Dumisole. Hashtag country duty. At Bell Pottinger has unlocked their account. Let's have a chat, Mzansi style. Now, Gareth, we know that you don't accept Bell Pottinger's apology. So I'm asking you, do you accept Bell Pottinger's apology? Yes, the infamous foreign PR company has apologized for any impacts by the work that they did for the Gupta-owned firm Oak Bay Investments. The company was hired by the Gupta family to do its PR, but recently leaked emails suggest that Bell Pottinger helped the MK Military Veterans Association, as well as the ANC Youth League, in their campaigns to discredit Gupta critics, as well as those of President Jacob Zuma. Huh. They released a statement yesterday where the company said that senior management was misled about work on the Oak Bay account.
Ugh. Well, then senior management don't know what's going on in their own company.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's not a good admission to make when you are basically saying, well, I don't know what my people are doing. Bell Pottinger says that it has been shown interim evidence by a law firm that they hired, Herbert Smith Freehills, who have been appointed to investigate its dealings with the Gupta-owned Oak Bay Investments.
Mm-hmm.
However, they maintain that most of the allegations that have been leveled against them are simply not true. They admit that enough of it is of deep concern. The agency says that a social media campaign highlighting the issue of economic emancipation was run in a way it now considers to have been inappropriate and offensive. As a result, the lead partner on the account was dismissed, as well as another partner with two employees.
Huh.
It's too late for this. We don't want to hear it.
I've said what I want to say about these guys. I'd love to hear what you think.
I'd also like to hear what you think.
If you've got some angle on this that we're missing, or you'd like to add your 5 cents, please. You know how to get hold of us. Skype one word, Cliff Central. You can WhatsApp us, 0797482090. You can WeChat us, too.
Just judging by some comments on Twitter yesterday, I think the only thing they can do is to open up to exactly what happened with this whole deal with the Guptas, all the divisions they were sowing. Name people. Talk about Odas's speech. Yeah. Talk about BLF.
Let us know which things you were involved in so that we can remove those people from the public discourse and we can know for sure that they are not to be taken seriously. So if it's Oros and it's Shaka Sisulu, and it's Andile.
Now, let's hear about this paid Twitter.
Let's take them off the list of people we need to pay attention to. Almost like, you know, once you've heard someone cry wolf, you stop listening to them.
Also, I mean, I would really love to see some of their strategy documents.
Yeah.
What instructions did you issue to an Andile Ngcamo when you said, okay, well, this is the strategy that we recommend?
Right.
I want to see all of that stuff outlined in front of me.
Yeah, bring us the info. That'll be some reparation.
And also maybe give like people money to take the Guptas to court. That's also nice because we need lawyer money in this country.
Good idea. Put some money back in. All of the profits you would have made. Give that Gupta money back to us, the taxpayers, the ones who gave it to them in the first place.
So, judgment in a case between the South African National Editors Forum as well as Black First Land First will be heard today.
Yes.
The application was led by the chairperson of SANEF, Mahlatse Gellens, who is also political editor at News 24. The SA National Editors Forum appeared in court yesterday to ask the court for an urgent interdict against BLF. An assault on political commentator Karima Brown was highlighted, as well as a number of threatening tweets. Now, advocate Brendan Shabangu, who was arguing for BLF, said, you know, some of the tweets that were sent in jest. Come on, guys, come on. You know? Like it was a joke. He further attempted to argue that journalists were bypassing police by going straight to court. He said this was an abuse of court processes. Now, arguing for SANEF was Tembe Nkatoibi, who replied by saying
he was the junior advocate in my case.
Oh, wait a man.
He's great.
He replied by saying, no. Brown was assaulted in the presence of police.
Right.
Therefore, the court should stop the criminal act. Why must a court wait for another journalist to be assaulted before it acts, was the question that he asked.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Andile has strongly denied that the BLF's recent protest action against journalists amounted to harassment. What was it then, Andile? He said this wasn't harassment, intimidation, or threat, or right. an attack on media independence.
Right.
I want to set the record straight that no one is targeted. And as BLF, we have never planned to harass individuals, including applicants.
Oh, suddenly you don't have teeth. If you look at this guy on social media, he's all brave and gung-ho, and are we going to fight this and fight that and pitch up at these people's houses? We're coming to tear you down. The moment he's in a corner, I'm just joking. We don't mean it. We're soft, lovely, cuddly, happy, furry puppies. Bullshit.
And then in some international news, U.S. President Donald Trump is risking isolation on his climate policy. He arrived for a G20 summit in Hamburg yesterday and was met by the wrath of anti-capitalist protesters who have threatened to disrupt the two-day meetings that have been scheduled for the weekend. Trump, you know, he arrived, he paused to wave as he descended the steps of Air Force One. Melania was by his side, but he faces a testy confrontation with the leaders of the other big G20 economies. And this is after he took the decision last month to pull the United States out of the 2015 Paris climate deal. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who is hosting the meeting, said she was committed to an open international trading system, despite the fears of the U.S. Protectionism under the Trump administration.
Right.
I mean, some of the placards that that were held by the protesters who were there to meet Trump read, "Welcome to hell." So apparently a number of protests have been scheduled over the next 2 days. They formally begin today on Friday. So I'll keep my eye over this one over the weekend to see what happens as a result. But yeah, you know, a lot of people saying, well, Trump, you're risking isolating yourself in America with your proposed policies. So a lot of people against Trump right now. But then again, what's new?
All right. Very good. Let's get to Ben and the sport. There's going to be a gap next week in your life if you don't if you love Ben's sport, because he's not here. So you better take as much as you can now. Overdose on the sport. Go on, Ben. Take it away. First, your very serious sports music.
Yeah, well, there's lots to get into today, Gareth, so strap yourself in. The Proteas yesterday, they lost the toss, and they were told to bowl, which was fine, because at 72 for 4, England, well, they were shaking like the proverbial shitting dog, were they not? Cook didn't do so well, edged it off quite quickly. Jennings was given out, he didn't review it, and then Gary Oscar Ballant stuck in the crease, out LBW, so they were not doing great. Bairstow went for a relatively cheap score, because he's normally very, very good. But then the then the South African public started to froth at the mouth like a dog with rabies. Three, 5-7 for 5, England finished on, right? The Proteas couldn't even bowl 90 overs in a day because they're stupid slow over rate. I don't know why there is an urgency around this. But even worse, there were two dismissals yesterday that were then given no balls. Mornay serial offender Morkel, 13 times in his career now in Test Match cricket, he has dismissed someone only to see the umpire's arm out. I mean, you're a professional cricketer. You don't land planes. You don't perform on organs. All you do is you run up to a line and you then throw a ball in a rhythmic action, right? That's all you do. I'm not making light of the fact that there's pressure and there's all kinds of other factors at play because I know what sport is too. But for 13 times in your career, you have dismissed someone at the highest level only for it to be a no ball. This is embarrassing. There needs to be a massive fine in place. Whether it's a bum funnel after the game, whatever it is, something needs to happen to this guy now. 13 times. Even worse, Keshav Maharaj, right? He bowls spin. So he's not even running up to this line where he throws the ball rhythmically. He's sort of sidling towards it. Dismissed a guy yesterday. No, no ball. Joe Root, of course, well, after settling himself from laughing at all this ineptness, he went on to be not out 184 at the end of the day, where he is there with Moeen Ali, who somehow also just squeaked the little 61 out. It's frustrating. As they say in the classics, you can't lose a test in the first day. So you can't win a test in the first day, but you can certainly lose it. Proteas, well, they're looking to hold on for a draw here. I know they're slow starters in these kind of series, and they will come fighting back. There is a lot of character in this team. Vern Philander bowled well yesterday. Fikisa Rabada had his moments. But it's just inexcusable for a team of this level, when all they do is play sport, to make these fundamental mistakes over and over and over. Mm-hmm. Shaul Langerfeld, the Proteas bowling coach, even said, you guys have got to really crank down on this. You have to do it. Because in the warm-up matches, they were even told, take a step back. We can't afford to have any issues around no balls. Well, there were lots. I think there was something like 13 or 14 no balls in total yesterday, which is just, it's just annoying. I tell you what's also annoying is the SABC. Once again, they have completely failed the South African cricketing public. Now, South African cricketing public, my thoughts are with you right now because, again, Radio 2000 will not provide any live commentary of the cricket. So in the Champions Trophy, there was nothing. So yep. You have to basically have SuperSport. So unless you have SuperSport, there's no chance because SABC are completely useless. You bunch of dicks, you pleading for TV licenses and all kinds of other stuff. You can't even provide your nation with one of its favorite sports. Cricket is probably the greatest sport across the country when you think how integrated it is and how many lives it touches. They do great things in development, but SABC can't even bring you the action. I mean, like, must we do everything here, SABC? Must I now go and create a stream to give commentary to the masses? Is this what we're getting to?
Well, we might.
I mean, have we not got enough on our plate? Can you guys just stop being so crap at absolutely everything? Just do this one thing for us. Just get these commentators to talk about the game so people can actually know what's going on.
Ben, they're good at being crap at absolutely everything. Yeah, Can't you give them that?
But now they're just showing off, Mubs. Now they're just going, look at this. We're not just crap, we're terribly crap. In Wimbledon, well, Pliskova's gone. She was apparently the lady's favorite, which nowadays you can flip a couple of coins to see who's going to be the lady's favorite because no one cares outside of Serena. Mm-hmm. Speaking of coins, that Medvedev guy who threw them at the umpire, he's been fined $14,500. Not quite as much as Tomic. He's been fined $15,000 for saying he was bored in the first round. But even worse, his sponsor, his racket sponsor, said, well, we don't want your sort, and they've dropped him.
Oh, dear.
Tomic is saying, well, this is a bit harsh. I was just being honest. You know, because these aloof Aussies, this is like the new thing to be. These, like, hipster Aussie tennis players. Like, can't be bothered.
Yeah, he said he was bored. He actually explained in a press... I mean, I watched the clip that Ben sent me. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
He said he was bored. He called...
Like, you're at Wimbledon.
He called the trainer. First round, right? He called the trainer... Not because he was injured, because he just was bored and he wanted to shake up the momentum of the match. He just didn't feel like kind of playing on.
Yeah.
And he then said he doesn't respect the sport enough. He said, look, I've been there 10 years to go. Afterwards, I'm not going to have to work. I'm going to have so much money. I just don't respect the sport. He thought he was being honest and being a good old Aussie bloke. But it turns out people don't like you taking the sport for a joke. So there's a lesson for you. All the other big seats in the men are through. Into rugby this weekend, the Super Rugby is back, and the Stormers have a very, very strong side to take on the Sunwolves. The Sunwolves were decked 94-7 by the Lions last week, and expecting something kind of similar. It won't be as high scoring, of course, because the Stormers aren't quite as good as the Lions, and well, it's easier to play running rugby at high felt levels. But I'm kind of hoping for 40 points plus, because money is down on that one. Yep, I'm betting again. Nothing to do with my social problems. Just what I do. Friday today, Reds versus Brumbies 11:45, Force versus Rebels 5-2. Now both those games are probably going to bore you, but the Force versus the Rebels, these guys are about to take each other in court. So they're playing rugby now, but they're about to go to court because one of these teams will be dropped from Super Rugby next year and will not be playing. So Aussie rugby right now, it's like being in a household where everyone's fighting with each other. It is not pleasant. Saturday we'll see the Waratahs take on the Jaguars. That'll be at 11:45. All these times, South African times. Then the Bulls will take on the Kings. Now, the Kings have just beaten the Jaguares in Argentina, but that means they've also been to Argentina. The travel is rough, so look for the Bulls to win that one, even though the Kings are looking very good right now. 5:15. And then that match I said, Sunwolves versus the Stormers at 7:30. But the big game this weekend, rugby-wise, well, it's got to be the British and Irish Lions taking on the All Blacks. 9:35 South African time. As always, the weather is going to be terrible. There's been black ice, there's been plummeting temperatures, there's been flooding in Auckland, and then basically the whole South Island is looking like
Mordor,
White Walker land at the moment. Seriously, there is a war in New Zealand. Kit Harington is down there actually saving people from all of this. And yeah, 9:35, the All Blacks obviously win this match, but the weather is, I just hope it gets better so they can kind of throw the ball past first centre, and then, you know, as neutrals they'll really enjoy it. The Lions, of course, believe they've still got a chance. Yeah, I don't think so. Mo Farah is being harassed by the Fancy Bears again. Now, they believe that he has been taking drugs, and there's a lot of smoke around, obviously, his coach, Alberto Salazar, who's being investigated by the U.S. anti-doping. And Farah is like, well, look, I've done many blood tests. I haven't failed any of them. There has been some suspicion around certain blood tests, and, of course, the Fancy Bears are these hacking Russians who get in the system, and then they cause doubts all over this. IAAF is just hugely sorry that this information gets out, and they're doing what they can to stop it from happening in future. Remember Peter Sagan, that dickhead who elbowed Mark Cavendish into the boards in Tour de France?
Yes, you told us about him yesterday.
Well, he was told to leave, and then he tried to appeal this, and then the Tour de France basically turned around and says, bitch, sit down, be humble. So he's no longer there. But Mark Cavendish, the man who broke his shoulder and was out, well, he is receiving all kinds of troll behavior.
What?
Vile trolls are attacking him. Some trolls have even gone to the point where they say that they hope Cavendish's children get cancer and die in pain.
Oh.
All of this because the guy got knocked into the boards and broke his shoulder. There is no chill with these people.
Hmm.
Horrible, horrible people. His wife, Peter, has just said that, you know, there's been horrible things said about her son. And, well, Cavendish has actually got out and said, look, it's stopped now. This is ridiculous. And it's all fair and love and war. People can say things, have opinions. But this is a man with a child. And to say get cancer and die in pain? What kind of sick bastard are you to do that?
Awful people.
Awful, awful people. Wade van Niekerk, well, he's beaten Michael Johnson's... Or he broke another one of Michael Johnson's record in Lausanne last night. Well, he just cruised to victory in the 400 meters. This guy is on another planet. And as people keep saying, he is taking over from Usain Bolt. And that is not just because we need someone to take over from Usain Bolt. Is that Wayne Fidico is simply that good. He is incredible. He literally slowed down before the line last night and still beat Michael Johnson.
Wow.
Record. Now, you'll hear a lot about Michael Johnson. And as I said before, this guy was an absolute legend. He took the sport to new heights. And Wade is basically just getting up and beating his records bit by bit. But Johnson's a real good guy, so he'll obviously appreciate all of this. Cricket Australia, well, their pay dispute gets worse and worse. The SAA Tour, the Australia A Tour to SA has been called off now. And, well, I guess that's pretty much it for the sport. Anything more, follow me on Twitter, at FollowTheBounce.
Thank you very much, Ben. And we'll obviously have to keep things together while Ben's away next week in terms of sport. But don't hold your breath, because between Mabale and Ben and I, there's no way that we'll do it properly. Mubs is a bit of a tennis fan, so we might get that one right. But I wouldn't expect too much from the rest of us.
Yeah. Oh, well.
All right.
But also, it's in the way that Ben does it as well. Like, none of us can achieve that.
No, there we go.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, look at that. What a nice thing. There was actually a compliment between Mabale and Ben for a second.
I know.
It's very special.
Well, document that shit, because it's never happening again.
Okay. That's like when people who've divorced, their kids see them together, and they're like, oh,
maybe they still care about each other and they treat each other nicely for about 5 seconds and then they hate each other again. That's kind of how that feels. All right, let's move on. It's time for Anthea to give us the latest in the money shot. Good morning, Anthea.
Good morning, Gareth.
How was yesterday on the markets? I didn't even have a look.
Gareth, I always feel so bad when I have to come on a radio on a Friday and tell you that it was rubbish. I mean, actually, I'm looking at my screen now. It's just a sea of red, actually. So it's not just us. It's global.
Yeah.
And so mostly it's the rand, still very much weaker than last week, this time at 13.44 to the US dollar. The IMF commented yesterday that unless South African GDP improves, the country will continue to face hardships. I mean, talk about stating the obvious. The problem with that, though, is that it doesn't help us if they're just, like, we know that. Why do they have to keep saying it? So the rand is even weaker against the pound at 17.42, even though they're struggling with talks of a negative impact of Brexit. So, like, we're just making no headway, basically. And then against the euro, we're 15.33 trading now.
Right.
But unfortunately, even the weaker rand couldn't help our stock market yesterday. The all share fell by 0.5%. As I said, it's not just us. It's a sea of red there. Volumes are still very low. Our market only traded $1.2 billion yesterday. And I kind of understood on Wednesday, everyone was waiting for the U.S. Fed commentary to see what they were going to say. But it really has been a bit of a letdown. There seems to be no consensus on the pace of future interest rate hikes. So we know that the U.S. is going to raise interest rates, but they haven't given us any indication of whether it's next month, in 2 months or 3 months' time. So problem there. And then on top of that, they had their ADP employment numbers came out at 158,000 jobs that were created when the market was expecting 185. So really disappointing. But they've got non-farm payrolls today, and I think the market's expecting it to be unchanged from the previous 244,000. But I think after yesterday's number, it's probably going to be lower, so no real reason for the market to tick up today.
Huh.
And then locally yesterday, resources and industrials were both negative. Naspers now trading below 2,500 rand a share again. Retailers were mixed, but at least the financial shares were a bit stronger. Even the second tier financials, you know, like the PSGs or the Peregrines or the Alexander Forbeses, were up between 2% and 3% yesterday, which is odd considering the rand has been so weak. Maybe people are bargain hunting again. I can't really explain it.
Are there? I always ask you if there's something we're missing. If there's some kind of stock, some index, some currency, some investment we can make somewhere that's just completely bucking the trend.
That's my job. That's what I do every day.
I know, but I mean, have you come across anything extraordinary in the last couple of weeks?
Not really, hey? Like, it's hard when you say extraordinary. What are you expecting?
I mean, like, there are returns over 10% somewhere.
Well, you don't know that until the share is over 10%. Like, so I'm still very bullish on Naspers. You know, that'll move very quickly. So from where it is now, call it 2,500 rand. Let's say it increases to 3,000 rand a share, which I believe it will. That's a 20%, is it? Yes, it's a 20% move.
Hmm.
But you're far too impatient, Gareth.
I know. I'm trying to unlearn that bad behavior. What about,
I think maybe what we must do is just ban you from looking at your portfolio every day.
I've got to do that. I look at where we were. We were at almost 12-13% up on this position last year. And then we came right back down, as you've said a couple of times. It's wiped out a lot of our gains the last few months of losses.
That is the shame of it. You know, we keep scoring own goals, you know. Like, so the rand has been so strong for the last, what has it been, 6 months. Mm-hmm. It, like, almost inexplicably strong, right?
Right.
And there's a couple of things that once you've got the stronger rand, for example, yesterday, in fact, business confidence was released, and we had a bit of a recovery. So the index was up to 94.9, whereas in May it was 93.2. And that really is because of the stronger rand. We've had an improvement in imports and exports. But then we score own goals, and you'll see that next month, this weaker rand will flow through again, and then things will come off. So every time, and if we are like the ultimate contraindicator to what's happening in the globe right now, because everywhere else there's growth, but mm-hmm. not in South Africa. And that's the problem. So I guess it's a hard one to say, and you probably want to be betting on global growth stocks at the moment, and particularly our rand hedge shares are probably where you're going to get the easiest gains, I would say.
All right.
So, you know, to be so heavily weighted in the Naspers, the Richemonts, the British American Tobaccos, the Anheuser Busch's, it's quite scary, because what you're saying is you're not going to be invested in the local financial shares, the local retailers.
Yeah.
And that's risky. I mean, what you want is a nice diversified portfolio, so you're hedged either way. And you want to pick the stocks that are going to improve above and beyond the indices. But right now, those financials and retailers are scary and volatile.
Here's a question for you from somebody wants to know, if is it worth investing in an S&P 500 index fund like Vanguard?
Yes, I would say absolutely. And particularly because it's basically an index tracker, and we do think the U.S. is growing. We do see growth coming out there. And it's nice to have a diversified offshore exposure. So definitely, yes, I would say indices. If you're not going to pick stocks, which is very difficult to do, I mean, you don't know, do you want to pick the next Tesla or the next Amazon or Facebook? So rather go with the index. I would say S&P 500 is a good one.
All right, very good. Thanks, Anthea. We'll check in with you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
Pleasure. Thank you. You too.
All righty. There we go. There's Anthea Gardner with a look at the money. We will be back with some news and some fun, some guests. An extra. Come and move that in my direction.
This is CliffCentral.com.